So we had a discussion earlier in the week that got started based off of a joke, because we were talking about one of our head engineers here being just so damned informed and educated about everything all the time that he's got to be talking out of his ass at some point. Our engineer, Kerry Plackmire, the science engineering technological genius. No one can know that much stuff without making up some of it.
Yeah.
And it led into a conversation about pathological lying. I can't really recall having ever known anyone to such a super, super degree. I mean, yeah, I know people that have fibbed and told tall tales and just flat out lied, but like the pathological liar, to where they're almost incapable, like there's some sort of mental block from telling the truth. Mike, you posed the question, how can you even be friends with someone like
that? Yeah, how can you take anything they say seriously? But what makes it so unique is the fact that there's no purpose. It serves no purpose. It only can get you in trouble and make you look like an idiot.
I mean,
or I guess the purpose is to entertain themselves or make themselves feel better about themselves.
Is it a power thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, we're not doctors here. We can't diagnose why people, I mean, I guess we could look it up, but like, serves a purpose for them, obviously, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, from what I read a few papers online and went down a rabbit hole. But like even psychologists don't really understand where it comes from. I mean, a lot of it stems from other personality disorders, but it makes no sense. It's illogical to do it.
I mean, there is such a thing as like good lying. Like, oh no, that dress looks great, honey. That doesn't look like a filthy barbecue stained curtain. No, I love that. You look great. Let's go out. I mean, if you're too honest, yeah, that thing looks like something that a yak had diarrhea on. You're going to get yelled at. There's purposes for it. But when someone goes and just twists every fabric of truth, that's when it gets a little maniacal, a little bit weird. Well, here's some calls we got now about pathological liars. I'm behind the curtain.
You liar.
Pathological liars. Hell, I'll throw myself right on that pyre right off the bat. I'm a pathological exaggerator. Lord knows I've never met a story where I was set upon by three guys that afterwards when I tell the tale, it was 10 men. How tall was he? 5'4". How tall was he, Justin? 6'9". I like to color in a story a little bit, but I have the decency to own it. But this is a different level. This is when someone tells you, oh yeah, I used to summer with all 9 members of the Woo. Me and the RZA shared a room. Did ya? All right. Oh, my dad? Oh yeah, you know, growing up, we each had Ferraris. Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You're driving a broke down Datsun hatchback right now. Would you get rid of the Ferrari so you can get that hatchback a little more fuel efficient? 410-338-1098.
Damn, phone lines packed. People know pathological liars.
Holy hell. Oh, who was the most recent example in the news? Rachel Dolezal. The girl that just pretended to be black.
Yeah.
And then went overseas for a speaking engagement and told people who were African, you'll never know what it's like to be an American and a person of color held down by the system. And they're like, you are white, you psychopath.
What about someone like a... Now, he was a sociopath, but did he also lie a lot, speaks the Anthony Weiner? He seems like he was trying to just lie.
Yeah, he lied. Yeah, he lied.
And it just kept spinning and spinning and weaving and weaving and trying to...
Yeah, I think he first said his Twitter was hacked. And... You know, he didn't send that picture of the schlong.
If you're going to be a liar to that degree, you better have an amazing memory.
Oh, damn. Somebody's accusing of Hillary Clinton of being a pathological liar.
If you're a politician, Larry Hogan aside, because you're a wonderful man and we got a great relationship with you, you're a liar. All right, let's go to the phones. Oh, no. I don't even know how to start. I'm going to start with this one. This is diving into the deep end. Dan in Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
So your friend made up a story about what infamous date in American history?
A few, actually. Pearl Harbor and Watergate.
Jesus. Okay, give me the Pearl Harbor
lies, or go ahead.
The Pearl Harbor one's the best one. He claims he was at a professional baseball game, and there was an ominous feeling in the air, and he knew we got attacked because basically said he saw the generals in the stands all stand up at the same time and leave.
Okay. All right. How old's your friend?
I would say he was probably late 50s, early 60s, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't even alive when that happened.
Yeah, I mean, this was December 7th, 1941, so unless he told you this tale, like, late 90s, maybe? Yeah.
He also claimed he was the first professional African-American football player, and in a championship game, did not have his cleats, so he had to wear his combat boots.
You, my friend, have a pathological liar on your hands. Thank you for the call. I can't recall the name. Oh, God. It's on one of those wrestling podcasts I listen to, but there was some famous wrestling trainer who would tell people that he had like 12 confirmed kills in Vietnam, and someone just directly in front of him did the math and said, you are 30 years old. So you mean to tell me you were Cap'n Charlie when you were like two? Just sometimes math will undo your BS. Let's go to Mark in Timonium. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Very well. How are you?
Hey, thank you very much, Mark. You stopped by and helped us fill up the truck last week. High tops in Timonium. Shout out. You got a sweet sweet car, by the way.
Oh, nice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I would like to share a brief tale, a guy I used to work with. You know the old phishing email? You're related to an African prince.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your account number, a little bit of money, and we'll send you a ton of money. Guy named Jerry, white guy, bought into it hard, started dressing, acting African. I'm not sure if he's a pathological liar or a pathological moron, but he started living this email. It was hilarious to watch.
So he began to tell people that he was African royalty?
Oh, yeah.
I just consider that dress up. That's fun. I just feel like that's fun.
Yeah, I don't know if that's pathological. It's like almost like a disease where you just lie about everything just because.
I still feel like somewhere out there in the world there is a super rich African prince that's like, why will no one take my money? I'm sitting on thousands of dollars and no one wants this. I'm trying. I'm emailing everyone. Let's go to, employment is a big one. Places that you've said you've worked or currently do. Sherry in Hanover, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Sherry.
Hey, my ex-husband lied about everything all the time. One of the stories is he used to be a screen printer for a screen printing company, and they got contracted to do the ATF flak jackets and T-shirts. So he stole a bunch of those jackets and T-shirts and walked around telling everybody he worked for the ATF.
Oh,
whoa. See, now that's what we're talking about right there.
That's like stolen valor and a step back.
We're talking about. Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, that's pretending to be like a member of law enforcement, you psychopath. Let's take a look here. Who's been holding for a little bit? Oh, yeah, Frank, you've been holding for a long time. Frank, thank you for holding, bud.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
How you doing?
What's up, Frank?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
So I had this buddy in high school, and he used to fabricate everything, sports, girls, anything you could name of, but one thing he did topped everything. One weekend, we're sitting in my buddy's basement, and we're 18, so we can't really do a whole lot. We're trying to figure out what to do. And this is a true story, I swear to God. We're sitting there, and he randomly goes, hey, it's my birthday today, guys. And we're like, what? Like, we've been chilling for 3 hours now. Why didn't you say that when you walked in? And he was like, oh, I just thought y'all knew. And we're like, nah, dude, we didn't know. So we ended up, like, convincing this kid's parents to throw him a party, and like it was cool to have all these people over. Next week, so we have the party. Next week, I'm on Facebook and I get a little notification and it says, your friend has a birthday tomorrow. Don't forget to wish him a happy birthday. And I'm like, this man told us it was his birthday last week and his birthday is now tomorrow, 8 days later.
And the
party out of it.
How did the red flag not go up with the parents when you got the parents' permission? Like, I remember the day the kid crawled out of me.
It wasn't his house. We were at somebody else's house. Like the host convinced their parents, like, we got to have this huge party. It's my friend's birthday. And we ended up doing it. And his birthday was next week. It was insane.
Bastard.